A Blessing, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1958, pages 127-128. My brethren and sisters, we have come to the closing exercises of a great conference. My soul, with yours, has been filled with thanksgiving and gratitude to our Heavenly Father for the outpourings of His Holy Spirit. We have heard some great messages from the leaders of this church, and what I have noticed with great satisfaction are the receptive audiences, showing that the messages were received graciously, with gratitude. At noon today, there came to me the memory of something I had read years ago in a book entitled, The Simple Life, written by Charles Wagner. He said, "Your religion is good first, if it is vital and active. Second, if it nourishes in you confidence, hope, love, and a sentiment of the infinite value of existence. Third, if it is allied with what is best in you against what is worst, and holds forever before you the necessity of becoming a new man. Fourth, if it makes you understand that pain is a deliverer. Fifth, if it increases your respect for the conscience of others. And sixth, if it renders forgiveness more easy, fortune less arrogant, duty more dear, the beyond less visionary, the gospel when obeyed does all that and more." To this every true member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints can bear witness. I love these associates of the general authorities, and love them in the spirit of the true meaning of that word, the love of the brotherhood of Christ. God bless them and bless their wives and their children at the ideals that make for the dignity of manhood, that lead into the presence of our Heavenly Father may eventually continue to be perpetuated in our homes, in our association with our business fellows, and in all our travels. God bless Zion, the pure in heart. God bless our friends with whom we associate, who are contributing, to the advancement of this great church. We appreciate their fellowship. God bless those who speak evil against us because they do not know us, and give us charity in our hearts for them, and may He enlighten their minds and open the vision of their souls that they may see Christ's church as it is and that for which it stands. Hasten the coming of our Lord when peace shall reign and the kingdom of God be established. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.